Hello, everyone. I am David Lewis, and I want to welcome you to this week's edition of Straight Talk. This is the program where you are sure to get straight answers to any questions you have about how to become highly successful in the retail automotive business. Today, I'm going to begin a 10-part series on how to overcome objections. This is a topic that most salespeople struggle with at one time or another, and it is one of the most popular courses offered at our DLA training centers. Most professional salespeople receive at least some training in the beginning of their career that includes a variation of the steps to the sales process that applies to the kind of products or services they sell. The retail car business is no different. Having a structured approach to anything you are planning to do is always better than just shooting from the hip. Once you develop one that works for you, the chances of your success is greatly increased. When educators like me start organizing certain processes for training others, we teach actions you must take that include memorizing a repeatable pattern that will work most of the time with most customers. Today's topic is going to be the four rules of sales, and it's different as it deals with more about understanding the customer and why they do what they do and less with a specific technique or a list of steps you need to follow to make the sale. The four rules of sales that I teach were derived from my early years in the car business when I began to question the view that many salespeople had of their customers and how acting on that could create a negative opinion about the very people who provided them with a great income. I quickly learned that there was some validity to the popular adage that buyers are liars. In my search to discover why that was, I found answers that helped motivate me to teach a better way of selling cars. Since then, I have been teaching a process focused on the customer and how to best serve them in a way that values them as customers and recognizes their right to decide how and where they choose to spend their money. These four rules of sales are critical to the objection process, as I believe they, in return, create better objections. What I mean by better objections is this: they are the ones that are much easier to overcome than others. So here are the four rules of sales which I believe are crucial for building a successful career as a car salesperson. Sales rule number one is this: never ask a question that could result in a lie. While it is true that some car shoppers will indeed lie to a salesperson, they usually do so in response to the kinds of questions we ask. Questions about their budget, their credit, their down payment, buying timeline, or trade-in can encourage them to tell us something that later proves to be untrue. So how do we solve that problem? Well, we stop asking questions that can result in a lie. Because of the negative history we have with much of our buying public, many car shoppers say they would rather go to a dentist for a root canal than to a car dealership to buy a vehicle. When e-commerce really began to take off in the early 2000s, shopping on the internet became popular, and some car shoppers started to see light at the end of the tunnel. They thought they would be able to buy cars online without having to deal with a car salesperson directly. The problem was, they found that harder to do than they had hoped, and when it came down to making the actual purchase, they still wanted to see and drive the car before spending tens of thousands of dollars to buy it. That meant they still went to a dealership to purchase. But with a little more education about our process, and a posture of defensiveness that came from years of pressure selling on our part, it became a problem. So now, here we stand today with these newly informed customers and a great opportunity to reverse the negative reputation car salespeople have held for decades in the public opinion. In a way, we're back to square one, but we can no longer get away with pressure selling and assuming that all buyers are liars. And why is that? Well, here's the reason why. Because most people know how our business operates, and they don't like it. Although the internet did not prove to be the easiest place to buy a car for most shoppers, they have learned to use it well enough to get all the information they need to find the vehicle they want to buy, the car salesperson they want to deal with, and the dealership where they want to make their purchase. Surveying recent new car buyers has shown us that these are the top three priorities car buyers have. So we need to listen if we want to earn their business and sell them a car. If we will not listen, there are plenty of other dealerships they can go to until they find the vehicle they want and the treatment they're looking for from a salesperson and a dealership that will do what it takes to earn their business. So, what's sales rule number two? And that is, never ask a question that could result in an answer you do not want to hear. Some sales trainers teach that you should never ask a question if you do not already know what the answer will be. Even better yet, do not ask one that will give you an answer you do not want to hear. And why is that? Because doing that is where you start doubting yourself and the customer starts doubting that you have their best interest at heart. Instead of trying to outwit your customers, learn to start inspiring them. They already have preconceived expectations about you and your sales process. Prove them wrong and you can create the perception that you're someone they want to deal with. You cannot always make them enjoy coming to the car dealership, but you can make them like you. Make that your first priority and the rest will follow. Now, here's sales rule number 3. Never ask a question or make a statement that could make the customer more defensive. You see, most customers are already in a defensive posture before they get to your dealership. In fact, some are so afraid of what they will experience when they get there that they decide ahead of time who will do the talking, what they will say, and whether or not they will even cooperate with your process. Since they do not know you yet, their defensiveness is not against you. It is against the sales process they expect you to follow. They suppose you will use pressure and manipulation and ask questions they're not prepared to answer until it is absolutely necessary to do so. Most customers do not want to tell you about their budget, their credit, their trade-in, or what they want for a monthly payment. They first want to decide if they even want to deal with you. After that, their first priority is to find a car they like enough to purchase. And from that perspective, none of the questions that could make them more defensive need to be asked in the first place. And finally, sales rule number 4 is always try to catch the customer pleasantly off guard. The fact of the matter is this. If you start using and performing the first 3 sales rules, you will most likely accomplish rule number 4 in the process. I assure you the first 3 rules are not what customers will expect from a car salesperson, and they will be pleasantly surprised when they do. This 4th rule, however, is something you want to master and know exactly what you're doing and why you're doing it. You want to impress your customers with the fact that you are unique and different from other car salespeople and what they have come to expect from a car salesperson. When you do that, you will inspire them to want to deal with you. This is at the heart of my inspirational selling process. Customers deserve to be inspired if they're going to spend tens of thousands of dollars on your product. Buying a new car can and should be a fun and exciting experience. The car alone can do some of that, but it is really up to you, the salesperson, to provide the frosting on the cake. When a customer finds the vehicle they love, and a car salesperson who inspires them and treats them with respect, dignity, and integrity, why would they ever want to go to anyone else when they or someone they know is in the market for another vehicle? Well, that's all the time I have for today. Thank you for joining me, and make sure you come back next week for part 2 of this 10-part series on overcoming objections, where I will explain what an objection really is. And if you'd like a copy of my books, just email me at dlewis@davidlewis.com, and I'll be glad to send them out to you right away. And they are complimentary, no charge. Good luck, everyone, and I'll see you all next week.